You're listening to All Things Considered on WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenney. Today on Politics Ohio, I'm speaking with Chris Maloney, working with the Romney campaign in Ohio. Chris, thanks for speaking with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Chris, both Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan made stops in Ohio this week. What's your assessment of how those campaign events went?
You know, we really couldn't be happier, Jerry, with the outpouring of support our campaign had across the state. We really brought Congressman Ryan and Governor Romney to a series of stops in battleground areas of the state, from Muskingum County to, even some left-leaning blue-collar areas in southeast Ohio, Reagan Democrat country, down towards Chillicothe, Ross County, battleground county, and on up into northeast Ohio for Congressman Ryan. And the crowd size was spectacular. A lot of energy, enthusiasm on the ground. We had nearly 20,000 participants at our events over the span of 3 days. So they got their first glimpse at what we believe will be the next president and vice president of the United States.
Romney's pick of Paul Ryan as his VP has certainly generated a lot of excitement, both on the ground with voters on both sides of the aisle and in the media. What's your take on Romney's choice to run with Paul Ryan?
Well, first and foremost, I think Governor Romney chose Paul Ryan because he meets the threshold test of being able to step in as commander-in-chief should he need to assume the responsibility. And second, we all know that jobs and the economy is the number one issue to voters. And Paul Ryan understands the need for pro-growth economic policies and that, you know, massive debt is a drag on job creation. He brings energy and ideas of how to reform spending and bring about a balanced budget. So what we've seen here on, with respect to this choice, I think, is doubling down on economic competence and a real agenda, a hard plan to get this country moving forward again. And I think that stands in very stark contrast to the president's campaign, which is more inclined to attack Governor Romney than actually run on the past 3.5 years. So voters are going to have a very, very clear choice in November between two very different visions for where this country is going to go.
For conservatives who worried that Mitt Romney was too centrist, picking Ryan seems like a good move as it pulls him more to the right. Is that a fair assessment?
I wouldn't necessarily refer to that as a fair assessment. I think Governor Romney obviously ran a very aggressive primary campaign, racked up some tremendous victories relatively early in the process, obviously won the Ohio primary on Super Tuesday. But let there be no mistake, Paul Ryan was elected and has served in the United States Congress as a conservative. Governor Romney was a conservative and very fiscally minded governor of Massachusetts. This is a pair which share a common vision for this country's future. And Governor Romney has applauded Congressman Ryan for going in the right direction with his own budget and the accomplishments he's had in Congress. And as president, both Congressman Ryan and Governor Romney will work together in the White House to put together the Romney plan for cutting the deficit and putting the budget on a path to balance. So, we're very, once again, excited and enthusiastic about this choice. And if the last week is any indication about the momentum being squarely on the side of the Romney campaign, then we're in terrific shape.
Let's talk about the campaign here in Ohio. What kind of strategies are you implementing?
Well, from day one, when we started this campaign in the spring, we were dedicated to running an 88-county strategy in Ohio, a very aggressive, grassroots-oriented campaign, similar to what voters may have seen back in 2004, which largely stood out as the gold standard for grassroots organization, voter outreach, and targeting in a quintessential battleground state. You cannot win the White House without carrying Ohio. It's nearly impossible. It's only been done once. So it's an important component of our strategy and really a campaign that's based from the bottom up, not the top down. We're running a campaign that isn't dictated by a national campaign headquarters in Boston, Massachusetts, but it's about giving us the directives and resources we have to build a broad-based coalition across all 88 counties. So we've got 36 call centers open across the state of Ohio now, with dozens more set to open during the weeks ahead. And we are prepared to match the Obama campaign. In fact, we are doing it door knock for door knock, phone call for phone call, volunteer for volunteer over the next 84 days in order to elect Mitt Romney the next president of the United States.
There's debate going on about the Romney-Ryan ticket's ability to pull in younger voters. How do you see that playing out? And what about other blocks of voters like minorities and seniors?
Well, it's certainly no surprise, I think, to any of your listeners that, you know, a very important component of our grassroots organization in this state is going to be younger voters and activism across college campuses. Today, college graduates, nearly, you know, one out of every two is having a difficult time finding a full-time job or a job which, relates to their subject matter of study when they were in college. Really, students, young Americans in this economy are hurting considerably when it comes to job prospects, finding health care, and that puts strain on family budgets. So they are more inclined to get in politically active and involved today. They're incredibly smart and oriented in following how these campaigns are progressing. We've got some very, very active college chapters out there. We've got Romney for president, college chairman across a series of campuses. And, you know, as the school year gets underway over the course of the next several weeks at college campuses across the state of Ohio, we're going to be very active in not only registering voters, but recruiting volunteers and utilizing them to help get out our vote and carry Governor Romney's message. It's a critical component of our infrastructure here in the state of Ohio.
I'm just curious how the Romney campaign works with other campaigns. For instance, the Josh Mandel campaign for Senate. The Senate is certainly something that conservatives, Republicans will also be going after. Is there any coordination between campaigns at this time?
Yeah, no, we certainly are working very closely in conjunction with all Republicans on the ballot. You know, just to sidestep away from the question just for a moment, I mean, Josh Mandel is running an aggressive campaign across Ohio. He is out there on the stump every day communicating with voters, talking about the issues which really matter to Ohioans. He's running a top-notch campaign, and he's really going to take the fight to Sherrod Brown, who, you know, votes with Barack Obama 95% of the time. Barack Obama would not be able to, pursue the agenda he is in Congress without allies like Sherrod Brown, who are there to vote in lockstep with him 95% of the time. So Governor Romney has made very clear on the campaign trail. He campaigned just this past week with Josh Mandel in Bellsville, Ohio, and Chillicothe, that in order for Governor Romney to get into Washington and really fundamentally change the environment and the culture which exists there, he's going to need to have allies and supporters in the United States Congress. Not saying that they can't be an independent voice for the state, but people who are reform-minded and conservative and willing to move this country forward. Josh Mandel, Congressman Jim Renacci, a new candidate on the ballot who is going to be a congressman at the start of next year, Brad Wenstrup, Congressman Bill Johnson. These are extraordinarily dedicated public servants who are really firmly focused upon moving their communities, their congressional districts, the state of Ohio forward, and we look forward to campaigning with them every step of the way between now and November. It's critical to help all our entire Republican ticket, and that's something our campaign is intently focused upon.
You're listening to Politics Ohio on WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenney speaking with Chris Maloney, working with the Romney campaign here in Ohio. Chris, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Jerry. I look forward to being on again soon.